One more time now on Inside Agriculture, where we're hearing from Pete Hanovit, Public Policy Director of the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
The whole process across America in most legislative bodies is a process of horse trading in many ways. The House will have one idea, and the Senate will have another idea. Different folks within leadership will have different ideas. And there's some trade-offs that go on between the House and the Senate. Some people want this, some people want that, some people feel that one mechanism is better or more equitable, or maybe just suits them personally one way or the other. And that's just part of our deliberative process, which is a huge blessing the way our founding fathers set it up. The old saying about seeing sausage made is certainly true. It's not always pretty, but in the end, for the most part, we get a process done that satisfies the needs of both our state budget, since we have to have a balanced budget, and the desire of most of the electorate, because their constituents are letting them know what they're looking for. And most of our legislators here, since we have a part-time legislature, most of our legislators here, you know, go home on the weekends and hear from people at church or at whatever right. functions they have over the weekends. And they know what the pulse of the people will be after they, you know, come back every week. And so it can be contentious. But I think most people that are in the legislature are trying their best to produce something that is fair and equitable to everyone, certainly to their own specific constituents. And at the end of the day, we end up with a decent outcome that doesn't satisfy everybody, but it probably satisfies the majority of the people most of the time. And we always need to keep in mind that it's a two-year thing. Anything we do in this session could be rearranged and reworked next time. And so we shouldn't run out of the room like our hair is on fire, because there is a process to address things in the next session. Some things get fixed permanently, and some things it is a two-year cycle of how we address challenges and things like that. We can address limiting budgets down if oil revenues would drop or something like that, that takes a lot out of the state bank or the state budget, I should say, we can come back and fix those things. And this legislature has had to do that. I can't remember if it was 15 or 17 where they had to come back in a special session because the world oil prices dropped. And, since a lot of our economy depends on commodities, whether it's oil or agriculture, those prices can fall and revenues can fall because of it, and we may have to adjust it, and our legislature is flexible about those things. So at the end of the day, we end up with something that works for everybody, but it certainly doesn't address everybody's issues.
And that's it for Inside Agriculture. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.